With discussions on trade dominating the public discourse, it is vital for Kansas wheat farmers to preserve a trading partnership with our neighbor to the south. Mexico is the largest buyer of U.S. wheat in the world on average, going back many years. Mexico buys about 106.5 million bushels of wheat from the U.S. each year, including 55 million bushels of hard red winter wheat. Flour millers in Mexico generate strong demand for U.S. hard red winter wheat, the primary class of wheat grown in Kansas. In marketing year 2015-16, Mexico surpassed Nigeria and Brazil to become the top market for hard red winter. A rising number of industrial bakeries, along with traditional artisan bakeries, account for about 70% of wheat consumption, according to the association representing Mexican millers. That puts Kansas farmers and other hard red winter producers in a good position to meet that demand. Being closer to hard red winter production and having a highly functioning ability to import a large share of wheat directly via rail from the Plain States is an advantage for Mexico's buyers. Prior to implementation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, state intervention and import tariffs kept U.S. wheat exports out of the Mexican market. Now, most U.S. wheat farmers, especially Kansas farmers, rely on Mexico as their number one market. Yet our customers there have many other sources of milling wheat to which they can turn. In response to rising world grain prices in 2008, Mexico lifted a 67% import tariff on wheat from outside the U.S. and Canada. To date, the tariff has not been reapplied, and the Mexican import market is currently tariff-free for wheat from all qualified origins. If Congress doesn't pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, and the president pulls out of NAFTA, exports of wheat to Mexico may not be highly affected in the short term, but withdrawal would cause uncertainty in the currently stable wheat trade situation. Mexico could begin to shift their imports to other origins. The negative impact on the U.S. would include a net loss of 256,000 U.S. jobs, a net loss of at least 50,000 jobs in the U.S. food and ag industry, and a drop in GDP of $13 billion from the farm sector alone. This agreement includes important provisions for wheat farmers. Most notably, USMCA retains tariff-free access to imported U.S. wheat for our longtime flour milling customers in Mexico. Congress must vote to ratify USMCA. That is a crucial step toward rebuilding trust in U.S. wheat as a reliable supplier in this important neighboring market. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.